As a Triple M listener, we're sure you're familiar with a Sunday session.
Froffies!
Now, get ready for a Sunday session with a difference. Ow! It's the Rush Hours Sunday session, the best of JB and Billy on Triple M.
Big guests and your favourite segments on the Sunday session this week, Fat.
That's it, Jimmy boy. Adelaide's Rory Sloane, one of our favourites, will join us. And Mick Malloy reckons he's a better cricketer than me.
That wouldn't be hard. Plus, we'll have an extremely large idiot file, all compiled by you.
Surely not, old skinny. And I'll finish it off with a magnificent jokes and... even joke. And the jokes have been very, very good this week, Jim. But next, you brought your traffic party back with some new policies.
Vote one for Jim's traffic party.
Oh, here we go. Now, Jim.
Bill, we're talking traffic party, and I'll tell you why. Because a very sensible man who goes by the name of...
Kevin from Bell Park...
contacted you on social media and said the following. All roadworks... should happen during the lockdown because there's no traffic on the roads anyway. Is that what he said?
Spot on.
Smart man, Kev. He also said by attacking the roadworks now, we can employ a lot of the people who have lost their jobs.
Again, I thought it was a good idea.
Very, very good. So well done to you, Kev, down there in Bell Park. You're a card-carrying member of the traffic party. Mind you, nearly everyone in Victoria is, yes. Because it's about the only politicians that making any sense at the minute. So, Bill.
What?
Beyond what Kev suggested, here are some more traffic party policies that are going to get put in place very, very quickly.
Righto, I'm writing them down.
20% off your rego for 6 months.
20%? I thought it could have been more, but we'll take that, yes. No,
20% off your rego in keeping with what the community is enduring.
Yes.
I'll tell you what I've been interested in, Bill, while we're all talking about this sort of stuff. Everyone's had a minimum of 20% stripped out of their wage. Most people more, and a lot of people don't earn a wage at all in these times.
Yep, yep.
So I've been interested in what two groups of people will do with their fees.
Righto.
Private schools and golf clubs.
Yes, please. Private schools. What have they done, Jim?
Not a millimetre have they moved. Still will have the full amount out of your thanks. Even though your kids aren't attending the actual school itself, they're at home on a computer, we'll still take the full amount out of your direct debit every month, so
Jim,
that interests me.
Maybe we should send the private schools, or any schools, a invoice for the work that mums and dads are doing at home.
Fat, I'm telling you right now, you watch across the board, there will not be 1 cent deducted out of the fees from private schools. So that interests me. And golf clubs are the other one. Golf clubs are shut at the minute.
Yep.
So if you're a member of a golf club, you can't actually access the club because you're not allowed in there. But they'll still make sure that the fees stay exactly the same level. Anyway, I digress slightly, Fat. I get back to the traffic party. So there's that one. Social distancing doesn't extend to the road.
No.
So if you're one of these nimrods that insists on leaving a 50-metre gap between yourself and the car in front, you'll be fine.
Yes.
Bill, you don't need to sit that far back from the car in front. Right. There are less cars on the road anyway, so you're not in any danger. Drive properly is the message. Ban cyclists who wear Lycra.
Oh, no. There's cyclists Bill. Only wear Lycra.
Bill, nothing to do with the coronavirus. They just give everyone the shits.
Yes.
And the government can lower, while we're going through this crisis, Fat, the government can lower the tax on fuel. All right, get petrol to about a dollar.
Nearly is.
Because that is just absolute tax for tax's sake anyway. We're all doing it tough, so get the tax off the petrol. There you go. Right. They are the current platforms of the traffic party.
Oh, well done, Jim.
Vote one for Jim's traffic party.
There it is.
Long inside 50, Sloan! Big Rosa! That is a ripper about 15 out directly in front. And bang, that's a big mark and goal from a little man. Bill, he snuck down into the goal square last year and took a big clunker, like a big power forward. Our man Rory Sloane joins us now on the line. Rosa.
Little man. Thanks, Jim. I like that.
Well, when you're standing next to Tex and Big Jerker and those blokes, you probably are a bit smaller.
Yeah, much smaller than those guys, actually. But I've got the gym set up at home now, so I plan on doing a bit of work on the pipes, mate, and coming back in nice shape.
Rory, you're 183 centimetres tall. You're a little man.
Exactly.
And you're not going to get any taller, my friend. So.
Won't grow, no matter what sort of heels I put in your shoes.
Hey, congratulations on your 200th game. Fantastic. But unfortunately, there was no one there to watch you, mate.
There, it was the most bizarre feeling ever coming. I sent a text and Lynch. They went to pick me up and put me on the shoulders. I'm like, don't you dare put me on your shoulders. And they were like, we're putting you up here. It's going to be funny. But I managed to spot my mum and dad were allowed into the game and my wife and my little fella. So I spotted those four and I gave them a quick wave and then I pretended I gave everyone else a wave too. But yeah, look, I got there. I'm at 200 now and no matter what happens, I can say I made it to 200. So, yeah, finally got there, hey?
Hey, was there any chance that you got Belinda in the car and Sonny Sloan and took back home to Upway Tacoma?
I thought about it, but then, yeah, I had to, would have had to take a couple of dogs as well, which would have been a big trip. And then I was thinking about if we come back, like, pretty soon and we're back into training, then I've got to spend 2 weeks in quarantine here on by ourselves, and it just didn't make sense. So we're quite happy and comfortable just relaxing home. We've got the beach down the road. And I've got a little gym set up out the back. So we're staying nice and occupied.
How are things at Upway?
Good. Very good. I get back there sort of over Christmas time. Mum and Dad are still up there. Really great spot to be probably right now. I mean, they're all big quarter acre blocks. It's a beautiful time of year. Everything's green. So, yeah, they'll be relaxing and just enjoying each other's company up there.
Oh, by Christ. Bill and I went and did a sportsman's night there. I've never seen more feral people in all my life. I was lucky to get out there with a shirt on my back.
You know, and I've read about this, that you guys are up there, and I've been in the system for 12 years, never once been asked for a sportsman's night. I come from Upway. And then you two get a gig there.
Yep.
Never been out there in your life, and some reason they want you two peanuts out there. I couldn't believe it.
No, there's a few others. I think Brian and Damo, we had a big show out there and didn't get paid.
Dark was out there?
Dark, of course. We didn't get paid. Yeah. I think you were asking too much, Rosa, being a local. You think you'd do it for nothing, but we did it all for nothing.
I would have done it for nothing just to come back and the excuse to come back, but didn't even get asked. So I've already hit the president up and said, what were you thinking?
I saw on Instagram your stunning wife mowing the lawn. Ooh. Explain that to me, please.
Yeah. Well, she's done it a few times, actually. She doesn't mind mowing the lawns. It's not very big, so it only takes for 5 or so minutes. And it was a bit of role reversal. I was just plain stay-at-home dad, and she picked up the lawnmower and just went and mowed the lawn. She'd been spending a bit of time out there, or we all have at the moment, and yeah, when it's nice and fresh and mowed, it looks beautiful. So I was pretty pumped. Could not grab a bit of footage of it too.
Yeah, you wouldn't believe it, Rosa. My lawns are really high at the minute. She wouldn't duck over to Newtown and cut mine, would she?
Oh, no.
Well, she'd have to spend 2 weeks down there. So actually, I might get her to do it, actually.
Self-isolated with big fat. How'd that go, Jim?
Oh, my God. I couldn't think of anything worse. Speaking of people who interest us in isolation, Rosa, and we look across the footy landscape, and how would he go in isolation? How would he go? Tex Walker.
Oh, yeah.
I can't imagine a man who would be more annoying in isolation.
Yeah, look, I'll certainly get a few photos and videos off his lovely wife, Ellie, of her. I reckon she'll play a few pranks on him throughout this time to keep herself entertained too. But no, you're right. Tex loves being outside. He loves keeping busy. And I can't imagine him staying inside for too long.
Oh, he would be a
big dopey Tex.
He would be highly annoying. And he'd come up with the worst jokes and tricks. They wouldn't even be that good, I reckon.
I went to their house the other day, and I reckon Ellie was preparing to draw a line down the middle of the house and give Tex one little corner and say, that's your corner, Taylor. Don't move, and I'll take the rest.
Beautiful. Let's hope you are playing again this year, mate. Thanks for joining us on the Rush Hour.
Anytime, lads. I don't have much to do, so hit me up anytime.
Billy Brownless knows a thing or two about clangers.
And there hasn't been this yet.
This is Billy's Idiot File. Amy, clangers happen on and off the field. Lucky you're with Amy.
Well done, Amy, by the way, getting involved.
What has Amy done?
Well, they've sponsoring
the file. The
Idiot File, because clangers happen, as you know, Bill.
Oh, AAMI.
That's it, Bill. Yeah.
Who do you think?
Amy Brayshaw.
What, just a random girl Amy called Amy Brayshaw. Somewhere?
Amy Brayshaw.
No, but they're very good sponsors. Clangers happen on and off the field, Jim.
Like that one just there.
Is it Amy Brayshaw exist, Jim?
No. No one called Amy Brayshaw alive. This is as bad as Bill's gone over the course of a show.
So what have we got now?
Well, what we've got is the Idiot File, which is one of the segments our family love the most, brought to you by Amy.
You still go to a bottle shop because it's very important to have a beer.
Thank
or
you, Bill. Yeah,
drink responsibly.
Right, yeah, always.
Ooh, something like that there in that window. Funerals. Funerals.
We're on air.
There's something happening up in that window. Fat reckons.
Three people in Australia can see it, and that's us. And you're talking
what
about it on radio.
You on about?
Well, they caught my eye, Jim.
Time to get to the family 133353 style. Josh Frydenberg, our Friedenberg, depends how you want to say it.
Fryenberg.
I don't think it's either that one.
That's a good one. Pete there. I like Pete from Bayswater,
Pete. Yeah,
who had to do the bolt over there in Adelaide.
That's it. He was shop fitting and had to leave the boards.
What fancies you there, Pete?
I beg your pardon?
Hey, Pete, we're going to send you the...
Hey, Pete.
Yeah, what did Billy say?
No, you just asked the same question I've asked for 10 years.
Some girls walk in there, they don't even get started in 30 minutes.
Two minutes, you.
Exactly. Libraries.
Oh, no.
Libraries.
Libraries. Libraries.
Libraries, Jim. Well, it's community. For the people out there, the Melburnians, the Mildurians, the Bendigoans, and
who
the...
Who else you got?
Aubrarians.
Aubrarians.
Aubrey. Aubrey people, Jim.
Thank you, Bill.
Do you know what is
I don't.
Cornhole?
I know what it colloquially means.
What's colloquially? What does that mean, Jim? Because I want to know. Everyone around the world is infected. I want to know North Korea, please.
What, do you already know the answer?
No. And Russia. A very big populated country, Russia.
It says here there are no confirmed cases in North Korea. Well, if you knew it, why are you asking me to look it up?
Because I wanted
Wasting the family's time.
No, that is unbelievable. No cases.
Well, you reckon old King John is telling the truth?
No, I'm telling you, there's something going on between China, North Korea, and Russia.
Right,
I'm onto it.
Righto, you're onto it?
Old Inspector Duclay.
Duclay. Honestly. There's only so much more of this I can do.
And just an update for... all the people out there on the coronavirus.
The what?
The coronavirus.
Coronavirus. And the Irish players. A lot of them are just staying in Melbourne instead of going back to Ireland.
Yes.
But Essendon defender Conor McGregor has gone back.
Yeah, I thought you weren't allowed to.
Conor McGregor?
What?
McKenna.
Out of UFC.
I had to buy a PS4 for the boys.
Right.
Do they have some unbelievable images and what do you call it? Like you're right there. What is it called, Rebsy? Graphics.
Graphics. Do not help him,
right? You're right there.
So no other reasons why you should be leaving your house. And we're all in this together, Jim. So we've got to do it.
We're all in what?
This together. But I know that was a bit off-putting. But I'll tell you what, we're celebrating time. We are right now, Jim.
What?
Time
what
to
was
celebrate.
That sentence? Are you saying last week with the podcast we brought up a Brayshaw?
No.
That's what they were known as.
A Don Bradman.
A bro of the Bradman. Yeah. Well, Bill, what does that mean? To people who don't know, what does that mean?
You've cut out, Jim.
Don't forget, you can always listen to us, triplem.com.au.
That's right. Or the smart speaker.
Yeah, you can. What do you say to
that's
the smart
it, Bill.
Speaker?
You can do that as well.
Yeah. Or the Triple M app.
Mm-hmm. What do you say to a smart speaker, Bill?
Smart speaker, listen to Rush Hour. That's what you do. Here, who I'd like to be right now, Jimmy boy.
Go on.
The King of Thailand. You know what he's done?
Oh, why is that?
Well, he's one of the world's most controversial kings, Jim. And this is how he's going to keep himself busy during self-isolation. You know what he's going to do? Old... King of Thailand, his name
what's his name?
Rama X. That's what he calls himself, Rama X.
Mm-hmm.
You can't run together.
Right.
You've got to be wingspanned away.
Oh, so-
1,500 people they're looking for, so you can be a truck driver, a excavator operator. And Chad Wingard. He had a good finish to the season.
Bill's just reading these as we're on air.
And as surprised by the results as we are.
And Feathers Cunningham. Or Cunnington.
Even.
Bit going on, isn't there, in the footy world? And I don't know if it's because we're all shacked up, but there's a bit of antsy-pantsy
shacked
going.
Up. We're all shacked up, are we?
Well, we are.
Isolated, you mean?
Isolated. I got the bike out of the shed and a flat wheel, so I had to walk it down to the servo.
And and I go to pump up
to the
bloody
survey.
I was like a beached whale on the couch.
Oh my
couldn't
God.
Even turn over the telly.
I couldn't. Did you hear that, Rabs? He said I couldn't even turn over the telly.
Couldn't turn the telly over. What do you do then?
You just push a button.
Well, that's turning it over.
What it's changing channel, mate.
Same thing. I
couldn't
do that
turned, either. You haven't turned the TV over since the 80s.
Well, Boilermakers fat make large containers that house gases or liquids such as oil. That's what a boilermaker does. Just so that so is that you know.
But it doesn't. Normally, if you're a builder, you know what a builder does. All a plumber is to do with plumber.
I've just told
so,
you.
But if you say boilermaker, it's got nothing to do with what you just said, which is. I'm just saying the sound of things should be what they are. If you're called a boilermaker.
The sound
maker,
of things should be what they are.
Like electrician.
Oh,
probably not a great example.
Like, what does that mean?
Like pizza maker, right? You know what he does.
Well, they'd just be a chef.
No, they're pizza makers, Flog. scenes in Fern Tree Gully. Sean.
Scene. He's called him Scene. Oh, no. What are we doing?
Oh, listen. Didn't they
have a listen to Duck.
Oh, Duck and Damo. I've never heard him laugh so much.
Oh, royalties wandered into our man Mick Malloy, of course, Kennedy Malloy, and also the front bar. Welcome, Mick.
Thank you very much. Pleasure to be on, boys. How are we all travelling?
Oh, we're well. Jim's gone up to the coast to get away from you, of course, here.
You're in isolation, mate. Have you got a project? What are you doing?
I'll tell you what I've done firstly, Mick. Yeah. I've had that much of a gutful of Bill that I had to move 3 hours away from him. I couldn't stand the sight of him, and I can only just stand the sound of him.
Most people say 1.5 metres, but you've gone 3 hours.
3 hours.
I think that says a lot about your relationship with young William. I'm actually 1.5 from Bill right now, unless I crack a stiffy. Oh. Then you'll find I may be in breach.
1.49.
That's
the first time I've had a good look at you. You've got that stupid yellow still in your hair from the Richmond day.
Thank you very much.
It looks like a bird's just pooed in your hair.
Well, I tell you what, it's a warm welcome every time I come on this show. It really isn't going to say. So I've got my project at the moment, I suppose. Yes. I'm getting around to finishing that suit out of human skin. You know, the one you've been trying to work on for ages and you've just never had enough time down in the basement, and all of a sudden you go, you know what, I'm going to fish it out and finish it. It's going to be great.
That's it. Hey, Mick, have you been down the coast? Because you and I are kindred spirits. I haven't even spoken to you about this, but I know we are in our abhorrence for the fact that golf courses in Victoria have been shut.
Why?
The only sanctuary a man has, and of course the lady, is to get out there and clear your head, Mick, and it's been taken from us.
In the great outdoors, even O.J. Simpson's upset. Have you seen that? He goes, I'll go crazy. And I go, gee. Is that a threat? What are you doing? He goes, you don't get that close when you play golf. No, OJ, you don't. I'll tell you when you get close. When you stab someone to death. I can't play golf. I can't even get out for a good poo jog. You know when you go, you're sitting at home, you're in isolation, and you go, it's been ages since I just got out and dropped a...
No.
Parked a loaf out.
You
the
don't
front
do
of,
that out the front of people's houses.
Come on. No one's getting hurt. It's a victimless crime.
You take your bag.
As long as you've got some reading material, who's getting hurt?
I heard this on your show the other day because I love cricket. And I was a very good cricketer here at Essendon District Cricket.
You were okay. What year did you play, Billy?
Back in the 80s.
I reckon 84. And I reckon I was in the combined AGS side and I never ran into you.
I was there.
You wouldn't have.
I opened the bowling and batted four. You were probably batting 10 and fine leg to fine leg.
I would have been 100 by the time you came into bat,
but
that's for sure.
Greg Hunt, who is the health minister, he had this to say.
I have to say, and I bet your audience doesn't know this, Mick was actually a fantastic schoolboy cricketer who made one of the best schoolboy hundreds I ever saw.
Greg.
You're very high.
The Greg Chappell sort of cover drive and stat drive.
Mate, I don't like going on about it.
No, tell us.
But I will. One of the best schoolboy hundreds, once I got fired up with the SS Jumbo, which I was wielding, it was like I was chopping wood, Jamie.
Bloody heavy.
Do you know what I did? As I started going over the fence into the P&I way, what happened? people in the car park started moving their cars. I'm not joking. They went, we've got a cop one here. It is raining cricket balls. I was honking on. Anyway.
It's getting back to Bill's cricket, because yes. I've just heard from the health minister how good your schoolboy 100 was.
Thank you.
Bill keeps telling us, Mick, how good he was as a cricketer. Yep. So when he gets too overwhelming with it, because none of us believe it, we go straight to the source, and that's a man called Simon O'Donnell, who was the captain of Essendon. And, of course, player. Also
Assumption, Barry, I think he was.
Captain, yes, that's right. Captain of Victoria, also played in the Australian Test and One Day side. So a man who knows his cricket. Good.
Talks too slow.
I said to him, I said, Scoob, just walk us through Bill Brownless's ability to cricket. He goes, Jim, I'm only going to say this once, and I need you to listen closely. Yes. He was shithouse.
I'm going to take his word on this.
I got a couple of hundreds for Assumption in the AGS.
Did you?
Yes, very on the Ray Carroll Oval there at Assumption.
Did you ever?
No one's listening to that.
No.
Hey, good on you, Micko.
Good on you, boys.
Great chatting to you, mate.
We all know a bloke who thinks he's funnier after he's had a few.
Now that I'm a joke meister,
this is Billy's joke on the Rush Hour Sunday session.
All right.
A lady was in a jeweller's shop, Jim.
Yes.
Admiring a big diamond ring. As she leans down for a closer look at the diamond ring, a little fart slips out.
Oh, come on, Bill.
Hoping nobody noticed, she asks, how much is that one? The jeweller says, madam, if you farted looking at this one, you'll shit yourself when I tell you the price.
Oh, Bill! What is wrong with you? You can't be telling jokes like that.
No, lucky we beeped it out, Jim.
This has been the Rush Hour Sunday session. And catch up with JB and Billy anytime by downloading the Triple M app.
I feel good.
Triple M.